The large pavilion continues to be a useful area for the summer camp program, particularly when the weather is questionable. This is a favorite place for cookouts and sleepouts and campfire and worship and picnics, and also is used by family reunions and congregations for their church picnics. The covered wagon village used to be up to the side of the pavilion. That area now is home to one of camp's two outdoor prayer labyrinths. And the trail that goes up the mountain on the other side of the pavilion follows along the old Forbes Road, which has historic significance as it was used for troops to cross over the mountain as they were headed towards Fort Duquesne, and was also important for westward expansion for settlers after that. The area up Forbes Road and to the side is one of the places in camp where we are working on replanting trees and developing that area for animal habitat. If you walk around camp, you might notice that it looks like there's a lot of trees missing, but we are actually in the middle of a replanting phase. So you can also see some of the smaller trees that we have been planting in the recent weeks and months. We've been working with a forester to do some responsible harvesting of some of the trees here at camp and replanting in ways that will bring the forest back to support the habitat for the animals that live here.
Listen to Pastor Ross's description of the history of this area.
From remote times, Indian trails traversed this area, and its springs were favorite camping places, as the artifacts we find indicate. Its overhanging rocks gave shelter to the primitive people, explorers, and hunters as they wandered in this mountain area as they hunted and gathered through this region. Through this tract, the first east and west road across Pennsylvania traversed. Here the road builders camped as they cut and dug their route through the forest. Up over these hills, General Forbes' army of 5,800 soldiers and 1,000 wagoneers marched on their way to conquer Fort Duquesne. Near here was Fort Dudgeon. Pioneers and traders passed through here as they moved westward. Later, stagecoaches rumbled over this road on their way to the western forts and settlements. Here, prospectors found iron ore and limestone, and venturing businessmen built the Jackson Iron Furnace in 1823, and laborers' dwellings dotted the mountainside. Along this mountain, woodcutters felled trees and ranked their wood in domed pits, which skilled men known as charcoal burners fired and guarded the burning domes day and night until the product was finished. Teamsters then took over and hauled the charcoal to the iron furnaces. From time to time, many sawmills dotted this area as the large trees were converted into lumber. Later, homesteaders cleared areas of stumps and stones and supported large families from their crops. Hunters and fishermen and berry pickers have taken food from the natural resources of this area. Now, during the summer months, hundreds of youth and adults come here for Christian teaching, spiritual uplift, worship, and recreation. Much has transpired on this mountainside. It has seen primitive occupation, adventurers, the trappings of war, and retreats for the spiritual uplift. It has contributed refuge, fuel, lumber, iron, homesteads. May its present use constitute its greatest contribution to the well-being of mankind.